Okay. Today's Daf Yud. So we are on Daf Yud. Right at the top. Itmar. So the Gemara now is going to bring a statement regarding what Shmuel said, that a person, when Pesach, guy makes the claim of Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, he was believed, and you know the whole to-do, whether he's believed to be Masa the Ksuba as well. It definitely makes her usher to him, but believes to be Matzah the Ksuba as well. So Itmar. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Mishum Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Chachamim tiknu lehem lebenos Yisrael. The Chachamim made a takana. They give the daughters of Israel a ksuba lebesula masayim. The besula gets 200 zuz. This is the basic ksuba. We have the extra as well. The besula gets 200 zuz, and almana, someone who's an almana or grusha, gets mana, gets 100 zuz. The heim ha'aminu, and therefore they believed him. If he says, he makes a claim of Pesach Pasuach, that he's believed. So here it seems to be that he's believed also the Gabi Lamas of the Ksuba, because we're talking about the Ksuba. So let's read Rashi.
Are these two statements or one statement?
Exactly. It's going to be two. It's because of it. It's going to be one statement. Rashi says, Chacham tiknu l'isha klomar I havi Ksuba d'oraisa. Ooh, right away. So there's a whole major machlok to show him with the Ksuba d'oraisa d'rabbanon. We'll get to that in a moment. But here Rashi seems to indicate this mind armor clearly states the Ksuba d'rabbanon. It says Chacham tiknu. So I havi Ksuba d'oraisa. If Ksuba was a d'oraisa, lo have neman lafkia eleba edus yudua. There would have been no way for us to believe him and have her lose her ksuba without edus. Just because he says something, it wouldn't be powerful enough. It wouldn't be powerful enough to knock out the ksuba. Aval ksuvasa, but really her ksuba is chachamim tiknua. They made the takana. So heim amru veheim amru. Heim shetiknua, those who made the takana to have the ksuba, amru shehu neman lahafsida af betanas pesach pasuach. They said that he's also believed that he makes the claim of pesach pasuach. So Gemara says, im kain, if that's the case, that a person is neman, if a person is neman to say pesach pasuach matzasi, and therefore, you know, hold back her ksuba, mahu ilu chachamim betakanasam. So what did the chachamim accomplish? You can just make it, gave her the ksuba, and you can just make this claim of Pesach Pasuach, and she can lose the ksuba, right? Rashi says, Im Kain, Shebiyadul Hafkiya, Maho Ilcham Takanasam, Shetiknul Ksuba. What did they accomplish? You can just get out of it by saying Pesach Pasuach. So here the Gemara says, Amarava, Rava says, Chazaka, Ein Adam Torech Basuda, Umafsida. There's a chazaka that a person's not going to make all these arrangements and pay all this money and go through trouble. Go through trouble and paying is two different things. So see, it's a machlok we're showing him. Pay for tereich for the suda and then say claim pesach pasuach and not pay the ksuba. If he doesn't want to pay her, then just don't go through with the wedding. If that's the whole thing. So Rashi says again, chazaka ain adam tereich for suda ain lachush sheyit on adam kach el bevis. There's no shot. The chazaka is that this guy's going to be is making a truthful claim. She'im haya sone oso mitrila, if he hated her so much and didn't want to be married to her, lo haya toreich b'su'udah v'kones umavsit su'udah sochinam. He would have done all these expenditures to go through the wedding. Ela haya megarsha mitrila. He would just divorce her in advance. I mean, divorce her because they already had Averson. He wouldn't go through the wedding. He would divorce her. Why go through the wedding, make all the expenditures, and then divorce her and not pay? So I'm going to spend $25,000 in a wedding in order not to pay $200 in the ksuba. That doesn't make sense.
Is he has to give her a get without a ksuba, or can he say actually it's a mekach tos? I thought you were a psula and
I'm not sure. I think it says both. I think there's a machlokas rishonim about whether or not you need to get or not, or it's just done. But machlokas rishonim also regarding this idea of when he's believed of adam toreach, right? Adam toreach besuda masida. So the ritva says perish. V'dafka mehaytaima. Dafka, if he was toreach, halav haytaima. Even without this claim, right? Apagav de Messiah le chazaka de mamona. But even though he has a cheskas mamon, because he's holding on to the money, keva de rov noshim besulos. Since most women get married when they're besulos, so she has that rov. Messiah chazaka de gufa, and she also has a chazaka's guf that she was the besula. Adif me chazaka de mamona. So if he doesn't prepare, then he loses out this neamonus. Right, but hashda the misaili tre cheske the mona, the cheske the toreach, iu meheman. Only if he prepares, then he has the cheskes mamam that it belongs to him, plus he has the chazaka that a person is not going to make the tircha, then he is believed. But he says, v'dafka li'ikar ksuvas. But Ritva is clearly basically saying that if the man is not toreach, then he's not, he loses this ne'amanos. He has to have this concept of toreach in order to add to the ne'amanos. Mashma, that if he wasn't toreach, right, that
she made it.
So the Taz brings down, I forgot where, but I saw that the Taz brings down, I think it's in Simon Samaches, that that's where the minhag came from, that the woman's family, the girl's family pays for the wedding. So the girl's family pays for the wedding, then you don't have the chazak of Adam toreach, and then he wouldn't be believed if he makes the claim. To knock out that potential claim, you knock him out.
Wants to get rid of his wealthy wife's family unless he's really sure.
Whoa, 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 whoa. That makes no sense. But think about it.
If he has
a claim in Pesach Pesuch, the only thing that's stopping him from his claim is he just spent all that money.
Right.
Once you put the onus on her family to do it, what's his loss for him to say now?
No, but then he doesn't have the ne'amanos because he doesn't have the chazaka. The chazaka is what provided him with the ne'amanos.
That should be the exact opposite way around. Now I can say anything I want to say.
No.
I didn't go off so well.
No, you don't believe. He has no ne'amanos. The only reason why he has the ne'amanos is because he has the chazaka. Right, you eliminate the chazaka, he eliminates the ne'amanos. Once you take away the chazaka, why is he believed? He's believed because he made all the expenditures. And he doesn't make all the expenditures, he's not believed. He loses that ne'amanos. So therefore he's out. But the other thing that we have to talk about here, we'll go a little further, okay? And then we'll talk about the Tosos of
the truth of the matter is, he can always give her a get. He's going to say, "Listen here, I understand you don't believe me.
But then
thank you very much. I didn't pay for it.
But then he has to pay her.
Make
suma. Okay.
That's it.
Great. Right. Okay. So Tana, we learned in a Braisa. Because it's also talking about the idea of what the Ksuba is the Raisa Rabbanan. He says, "Hoel the Knas Chachamim." Right, since Ksuba is a Knas Chachamim, lo tigve elemin is yiboris. So when she collects, remember the three levels of land, idis, benonis, and ziboris, Ksuba is a dinder avanon, so therefore she collects from the ziboris. She gets the same value, but in the lower, she doesn't get a mint condition card. She gets the low end, that's still value. So the Gemara says, what's this with the language? Knasa? My knasa. Well, what knas is that on him? It's not a knas. Ela ema hoel v'takanas chachamim hu. Since ksuba is like takanas chachamim, lo tigba elam in haziboris. So therefore, she gets.
If she was getting the best part, then it wouldn't be a fine.
Right. So she gets the ziboris. So up to now, we basically had it clear that ksuba was a din de rabbanan. Now the Gemara is going to bring the shita that argues and says ksuba is a din de araisa. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Ksuvas Isha min HaTorahi, min HaTorah. Ksuva Isha is min HaTorah. So where do we find that from? Me Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Hachi, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel really say that Ksuba is a Dindo Raisa. Vahatanya, we have the following Raisa that talks about the seduction. So a person who seduces a Nara, and the father says, no, I don't want my daughter to be with this, evil man, so he has to pay her a knas. And what does it say? It says, kesef yishkol kimohar habesulos. He has to pay her kesef, like mohar habesulos. Sheyeze kimohar habesulos. Right? It should be like the mohar habesulos. Umohar habesulos kozeh. And the mohar of the besulos should be like this. Let's see, Rashi, how this works. So he says, kesef yishkol kimohar habesulos. Rashi says, should be like mohar habesulos ha'amor b'ma'anis habesula. It should be the same thing as he has to pay the same thing by the rape case. If a kansu a kasev nun kesef b'shul moar b'sula, he has to pay 50 kesef for her moar b'sula, right? And also she yezek moar b'sulos. Hekish a kasev knas hamifate the knas ha'ones. Malah halanun afkan nun. It's the same. He has to pay the same 50. Uma kesef amar kan, right here it says kesef yishkol, so it says a kesef here, so too, ach lahalon shkolim, the low tema mos. You have to give, real good coinage, not just, lower level coinage. You have to give the real best. So mikan samchu chachamim the ksuvas isha min haTorah. From here, the chachamim say the ksuvas isha min haTorah from the concept of mohar, right? Because mohar, what does mohar mean? Right, but he says from the word mohar habesulos, it's mohar means some sort of like, it's a dowry that you give to her. So since they use the word, since it talks about the payment, kim mohar habesulos, master, that there is a mohar, there's some sort of dowry that's given, even though dowry usually comes in from the wife's side, but there's a sort of mohar that's paid off to the wife at marriage. Yeah, pretty much. right? But he says that it's Moar Abasulos, and therefore it is Ksuv Min HaTorah, which is weird because the whole concept you're talking about is Onus Mufata, and now we're pulling it over to regular case. Okay. Rav Shimon Gamliel, but here's the problem. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Ksuvas Isha Eina Midivri Torah, Lam Midivri Sofrim. Ksuv is not Midivri Raisa, it's Midivri Rabbana. Wait a second, we just said above, the Rav Shimon Gamliel said clearly, Ksuv is Isha Min HaTorah. So the Gemara says, Ipuch, okay, so switch around the Shitas in this Raisa, and we'll say that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Ksuv is learned from Moar, and the Chachamim say that it's Midivri Sofrim.
If it was the same amount of money, the 50, given to the as a
ksuba,
then I can understand.
Yeah, which now it's 200.
But here's 200.
Right. So maybe the concept of ksuba is deraisa, but the amount is different. So my chazis to afachta basraisa, ibo kamaisa. Who says you have to switch to the second case and put Rav Shimon Gamliel to saying it's deravana? Maybe switch the first case around. But why do you have to keep Rav Shimon Gamliel as the deraisa? Switch it around the other way and say that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that ksuba is mi deravana. So the Gemara says that Hashaminali Rav Shimon Gamliel Dam Raksuva Ishmi Deraisa. So we're pretty clear that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that Ksuba is Deraisa. The Tanan, there's a Mishnah that says Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer Notein La Mimos Kapotkia. So what's that case? Rashi says Notein La Mimos Kapotkia. The Perek Basra, right at the end of the Masechta, which is all the Eretz Yisrael Gemaras, which right. The Tanan, it says there, Nasa Isha of Eretz Yisrael, the man got married to a woman in Israel, the Gersha be Kapotkia, and he divorced her in Kapotkia, Nosin Lamimos Eretz Yisrael Shein Kalos. He pays her in the currency of Kapotkia, which is that's like yen as opposed to euro. He gives her the shekels instead of the dollars. He gives her the lower level, currency. Nasi Isha be Kapotkia, if he married a Kapotkia, the Gersha be Eretz Yisrael, then Nosin Lamimos Eretz Yisrael. You give her from the most, so you always give her the lower value. You give her the lower value of the currency. Minayina kasuv biksuva daslin lekula. I guess because you go lekula. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer noshim lebimos kapotkia. You have to give her the higher level. Shenistavi behem kishar malva diksav biksuva deraisa. Because you have a shiva like all of them halvos, and you give the higher level. He's a shiva on the higher level because it's a deraisa. You see clearly in that Mishnah that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that Ksuba is a din d'oraisa. Therefore, if we have to switch anything in any of the prices, we're going to switch it to make it consistent that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that Ksuba is d'oraisa. And another answer is Ibais Emo, or you can say that you don't have to switch anything, but this Brisa, which seems to indicate that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that Ksuba Isha is midirabanan, it's a Chasuri Mechsra. It's Rav Shimon Gamliel, he is a Chasuri Mechsra, because we have to make the distinction between a Ksuba for a Basula and a Ksuba for an Almana. Right? V'hachitana. Khan Amru, from its fact, it says Mohar Basulos, that's where the Chachamim Samchu Chachamim Ksuvas Isha Min HaTorah. To say that Ksuvas Min HaTorah, that's a very weird language. Samchu Chachamim, it seems to be like they were, it's not like they whatever, it's weird language.
Right. A little bit.
Huh? Yes. Mikan samchu chachamim leksuvas ishim neTorah, but ksuvas almana the ksuva of an almana ain't a midivrei Torah el midivrei sofrim. How do you know that? Sure, Shimon Gamliel Omer ksuvas almana ain't a midivrei Torah el midivrei sofrim. So according to the second answer, everyone agrees that ksuva is doraisa, but ksuva of an almana is midirabanan. According to this, now the problem is ksuva doraisa or ksuva derabanan? It seems to be a major machlokas. It's a machlokas in the shitas all throughout Shas. Toso says. Originally it said Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel Chachamim Tiknu. The Chachamim made the Takana, and therefore he says Mashma the Ksuba de Rabbanan. And there it's clear, it's Beferish according to this, that Ksuba is de Rabbanan. Uvichein by Isharab, also in Yavamos, we said Gabi Ein La Ksuba Ka Amar My Time Tiknu Rabbanan Ksuba. They said why they make Ksuba? Shelotia Kalab Ein La Tzida, so it won't be so easy to divorce. That's clearly Din de Rabbanan. Alma Stam of the Shas. The Stam of the Shas is the Ksuba de Rabbanan. But big kasha though. Most of the time, I mean, nowadays, you know, people that at the chuppah, they're all on their cell phones. But if you listen to the guy reading the ksuba, what does he say? Kasha the nagel liksa b'ksuva kesev zuzi masan the chazul lechi midoraisa. Says in all our ksubas, unless you're Sephardi, in all our ksubas or Teimani, our ksuba says that we're paying for midoraisa, which is mash, but that it's a deraisa. That's why is that? Why do we say it's deraisa? So Tosa says, but Omer Ben Tam, the Samchina of Shim Gamliel, the Mastis and Perak Vasser. We're going to hold it. We obviously hold it. Rav Shimon Gamliel said the Ksuba is the Oraisa. We don't say anything. They don't say anything. There are some. The Rikla says it should say Zuzi Mosin the Chosel Chimi the Rabbana. If you want to satisfy Bill, just keep it quiet. Simon Wolf said that there was a movement in Israel to take it out and just say that, then not say anything. Just to say.
That really doesn't make any sense. Think about it, because you don't have to. We don't really need a ksuba at all. the Chachamim, we know that they put the ksuba in place.
Now, right.
Why they say the rice on it is because once they established it, they've now given it juice.
That's an answer, but it doesn't mean I owe you what me din d'oraisa. But Rabbeinu Tam argues with you. Rabbeinu Tam says, Rabbeinu Tam says it's a din d'oraisa. Clearly it's a din d'oraisa. What?
So how's it din d'oraisa if I don't need it?
Who says you don't need it?
I can't marry without a ksuba.
You can't be with your wife without a ksuba.
Can't live with her.
Can't live with her without the ksuba.
Because of Chachamim, not right? Because of Daraisa.
But who says? That's only if you hold that ksuba is
Daraisa. Shar and Bia, we learned the first thing.
But that's for Kiddushin. You need Chuppa for that's for Nisuin. Kesher Shar and Bia is for Kiddushin. That's the Kinyan. That's part one. That's what the ring is.
Yeah.
That's what the ring.
That acquires her.
Well, that acquires her. That's fine.
Exactly.
But that's part one. But then to be married to her for Nisuin, you need a ksuba. According to those who say Daraisa, you need a Daraisa. But Rabbeinu Tam says we say Daraisa, so therefore it's clear that it's a din Daraisa. He says it's a din Daraisa. That's why we have it written. Right, Omer Rabbeinu Tam. So the Kinyan of Shem Gamliel, the Masdis in the Perek Basra, the Ma'aseh Nami Sama, the Omer Noslan, you say the Kaim Alon Kiryas Shem Gamliel be Meshnis Laso. We hold like Rabbeinu Shem Gamliel says Rabbeinu Tam. The old Omer Rabbeinu Tam, we hold also the Chaim Rabbeinu Shabbeinu Yitzchak that we hold that Ksuba is Daraisa. But all the Rishonim argue. All the Rishonim argue say that Ksuba is a Darabanan. So what's going on with the Lashon and the Ksuba? So yeah, so you're giving me an answer. Once the Chachamim say, but you're giving me a teretz. It's still a kasha.
Why did they have to make a takana? He's right. Tetris is right.
We know why they made the question. We know why they made the takana.
Tetris says, why make a takana?
We know why they
made the rice is the rice.
So Tosos argue, there's a machlokus in the Rishonim and the Gemara, so whether Aksuba is the rice or the Rabbanan, and Tosos, Rabbeinu Tam says, you hold like the one who says it's the rice, because that's why we actually say, that's why we actually say.
It's like in the
Ksuba. Right, so Gemara says, the Ritva asks, Hiksha Rizal, Cave on the Sover, the Ksuva, the Raisa, Im Kane, Mali Mos Kaputkim, where does he say? Oh, Pasak Rabbeinu Tam, Hilchos like Rashim Gamliel, the Omer Ksuva, the Raisa. The Cave of Shashin, the Mishnah that we mentioned, Rashim Gamliel, we hold like him. And he says, where does he say it? Oh, so he says here, Hilchos, then he argues, and he brings down, he says, and the other poskim, the Rambam, the Gaon, they all say it's the Rabbanon. Hilchach roy lichto benusach ksuva. The Ritva says you should change the nusach ksuva to say the chazul lichi mi the Rabbanon. Right, inami, like you said, the chazul lichi bilchud. Ve'im kasev the chazul lichi mi the raisa. Efshar lomar the less like ksuva klau. The Ritva would not like our ksuvas at all. The asr lehashosan, you won't be able to be with her. Below ksuva. Right, so it's what to do to figure out why it says in our ksuvas.
Take a look at the not that you can do that, but if let's say you took a look at the Torah itself,
right?
All the cases they have in of marriage, there is no example of ksuva.
But you learn it out.
All you have is them taking her.
But you learn it out from Moar Habasulos. Yeah. So you learn it out. So it's a drasha, and the drasha gives it a status of deraisa.
You're thinking one, and you have 50 other ones that are not.
50 other what?
Examples.
Yeah.
Avram, Eliezer.
What? You need every time it says that there's a marriage, yeah, that day it's a ksuva. There's a concept of ksuva deraisa. So anybody who got married with it. First of all, that's before Machan Torah, that may be something else. The Torah is not going to tell you every time someone got married with a ksuva.
Give me one.
It just says it. What do you need any?
Give me one. So you're learning out an example of something else.
Right. You're learning out that marriage requires a ksuva deraisa. And therefore, any other time the Torah mentions married, clearly.
But you're learning out of knas.
No, you're learning that from the word Mohar or Habasulos, that there's a dowry for the Basulos.
Welcome to the Gemara.
Okay.
Where you been?
Okay, the Gemara, now the Gemara brings a bunch of stories regarding the concept of Pesach Pasuach. So here, this is, you're gonna like, once the Gemara makes a drasha, and the Gemara says it's a din d'oraisa, that means every time it's in the framework. So every time the Torah talks about a marriage, clearly they got married according to the rules of the Torah, which is with the ksuva. So who the also the commander of Nachman? So it was this chassan that after his first biyah came to Rav Nachman. Amar Leh, and he says to Rav Nachman, Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. Pesach Pasuach. Amar Leh, Rav Nachman, Aspu Kufri? Right? Wait a second.
He beat him up.
Aspu Kufri. He whipped him. Right? Demivarchata Chavitile. He hit him. Right? Rashi says, Hilku Malkios B'maklos Chorio Shaldekel. Sheishman uksikul kutzin. He whipped him with these things, these branches that had thorns on it. Kedamina basuka, right? And mevarta chavitale. You've been hanging out with the zonos. Ha'ira zosh shesuam v'varchta chavuta v'shochus tamid lefanav lisnos me'achashu b'akim pek basuka. How do you know? You've been hanging out. Must be hanging out with the zonos.
This is for Yossi.
Exactly for Yossi. You've been hanging out with the zonos. So he hit him. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Why? V'ha'amar Rav Nachman who da'amar minhemon. Rav Nachman is the one who said that he believed him.
Right.
He says, yeah, I believe him. Still going to whip him. Because he's clearly hanging out with his onos, so he says mehemon umasvin lekufri, and but I'm still gonna whip him, right? There's two ways to read. There's two ways to read that he's hanging out with his onos. One is like bit me, are you hanging out with his onos, or what was you? You must have been hanging out with his onos, otherwise you wouldn't have known. There's two ways to read that Gemara, right? Because look at Tosos mevarta chavitale. So Tosos says perish hilku samochi shemra bas Yisrael. He whipped him because he's mochi shemra bas Yisrael share meshakir, because he's been lying. Right? Kizonos chavutos lefano sheibaki? Why? You hang out with Zonos and you're looking at me, it's incredulous. You're not hanging out with Zonos. How would you know? So what's the Malkus for? So Malkus for being Mochi Shemra. Hilkach lo mehemon.
But the Zonos wouldn't be at, what do you call them, virgins anyway?
Well, therefore he would know what a Pesach was doing.
I know.
Right. But the other way to read is that he's giving him Malkos. He's saying, "Oh, you must be hanging out with the Zonos, and therefore the Malkos is for like some Erva type of idea for being right."
So why does it come up now? I mean, I'm not unhappy. Why did it come up now?
Because before was discussion of the Tanaitic material, and now we have discussion of the Amoric material. So Rav Ache Mishane, Rav Ache says, oh, there's a difference between when he's believed and when he's not believed. Again, you also be happy. Like we said after this year yesterday. If he's never married before, he would know the difference. There he's not going to be believed. But if he's experienced, then he is believed. Right, so then he is believed.
So why can't a Bachor get married any night then?
What?
It's a big problem. We went through this. That's a problem.
Ha'uda also the comrade of Rabbi Gamliel. Right, so guy, we also had the concept of Shaktu, which made them go a little longer. Right, so we had the concept of Shaktu. So who does the Kamei Dibur Gamliel? So the whole Takana was only for two people, for Ishus Kohen, and so right off the bat, so it is, so for them also.
And Ishus Kohen was married before.
No, they're talking with the husband before.
Okay.
So who does the Kamei Dibur Gamliel? So a guy comes before Rabbi Gamliel after his first biva. Amar Lei Pesach Pasuch Matzasi. I found the Pesach Pasuch. Amar Lei, he says, "Are you sure? Shema Hitisa. Maybe you did the Hatoya, which we said before. You know they can do it without dealing with the Basulim." So he goes, "Em Shalacha Mashal Amadav Adomer." Like I'll give you a mashal. La'adam Shem Hayimahalech BeIshon Laila. Vafil. The guy's going in the smoke in the dark at night, so he can't find the door. He can't find the opening. So hita mitzao pasuach, if he leans to the side and goes around, he'll find it open. But lo hita, if he doesn't tilt, mitzao no. He has to, the door is a little ajar. He has to tilt to the side in order to get in. So to here, maybe you tilt it to the side, and that's how you were able to do the biyah, and you didn't go through the basulim. Ikad amrim. Some say, he said as follows, Hachi Amrei, this is what Rav Gamliel said to this chassan, Shema b'mezid itisa, maybe you're such an expert that you did b'mezid, not b'mezid, but maybe b'mezid means you forced yourself in such a way that you got through without going through the basulim. The akarta l'dasha v'avra, you went around the door and you went through. And emshel chamashel ma'ad avadoma, I don't understand the physiology, what? Okay. Emshel chamashal l'madav adomer. Let's just finish. La'adam shu mahalach b'ishon laila v'afel. It was very dark. Hiti b'mezid. If he pushed and pushed, mitzo pasuach, he finds it open. Lo hita b'mezid. If he doesn't, force his way, mitzo no. I think if you force your way, you're going to push your way right through. Okay. But that bottom line is for you though, we're saying, well, maybe you're wrong. Maybe it's not pesach pasuach. Maybe you did it in a way that you avoided the basulim. Again, they're not believing him right off the bat. So Ahuda Asla Kamid Rabbi Gamliel Bar Rebbe. So now this is the person who came to Rabbi Gamliel Bar Rebbe. This is Rabbi's son. This is another Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel is clearly a name in the family. This is Rabbi Gamliel Bar Rebbe. Amra Lei, and he says to this Rabbi Gamliel, Rebbe, Baalti, what?
Second son.
Right, Shimon is the first son. Right, Baalti Veloma Tzasidam. So now he makes a claim of not of Pesach Pasuach, he makes a claim of Dam Basulim. Ba'alti v'lo matzasi dam. I didn't find any blood. So Amrulo, so the woman says, well, that's not true. He goes, Rebbe, Basula Yisi. I was a Basula before this. I don't know where the blood is, but I never had it. So Amr Lahem, so Rabbi Gamliel says, okay, well, now we're going to play CSI. Amar Gamliel, Hevili osu sudar, bring me the sheet. Hevilo asuda, he brought him the sudar. Ushirao b'mayim v'kibzo, and he washed it in the water. Umatzalav kama kipe damim, and he found after he washed it, you know, he saw the blood. He put it under the, you know, the blue light, and he saw the and he found the blood. Amar lo, so Rabbi Gamliel says to the chassan, Leich zecheb mikachecha. Go, you now, you zoche with your mekach. Mekach is just a tough word, but also two reasons why. The mekach was by the kiddushin. I don't know why he said so. Leich zecheb mikachecha. You're fine, you can be with your wife, because she is not a, she was a basula. Question is, like, why does the wife want to be with him right now? But okay.
That's
fine. Because the woman wanted to be married more than the man. That's the chazaka of the Gemara. So Amar lahu Rav Huna b'rimar b'rei d'rava mi par zekai l'ravashi. So this Huna says to Ravashi, ananami navid hachi. It's a great idea. If we ever have this claim come up, let's just wash the sheet in the soap and water to find the blood. Right? Rashi says, the last Rashi says, Kapsu, Shahayu tipe hadamim michusim mishikva zera. The zera was covering the blood. So this, you wash the zera away, and the blood stains. Right. Right. So he says, so ananami navi hachi. So Amalei, so Rashi says back to Huna, we can't. Because if you remember, we said that our gihut shelanu kikibu shelahem. In order for us to accomplish what they did by kibus, we have to do our gihuts, which is a more thorough washing. And so if we are nehevu gihuts, so let's do our gihuts and wash it like that. But what would end up happening, Rashi says, shivshuf ha'evin ma'avir zadam. Our gihuts are so tough and so thorough, in order to get it cleansed like that, it would wash away the blood as well. Basically, we don't have the capacity, we don't have the ability, we don't have the right source, the right materials in order to do this test. They, in Israel, they had it, in Bava, we don't have it. Okay. Just ask them if they didn't. Right. Next case. Hauda asu l'kamei Rabbi Gamliel bar Rabbi. Another case that came before Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rabbi. The Amar Lei, and he says to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi, my master, ba'alti v'lo matzasi dam. At the Bia, did not find any dam besulim. Amar Lei, so she says, Rabbi, a dam besulani. Not only was I besula then, I'm still a besula now. He never went to the Basulim. So Amar Lehem, so this is, Yossi, just keep quiet. Amar Lehem, hey, viu li, he did the barrel test. Hey, viu li, shtei shifachos, achas basula, achas bula. Bring me two servants, two shifchos, because I want to be mezazel somebody, I might as well be mezazel a shifcha, right? One who's a basula, one's not. Hey, viu lo, we shivan api chavishol yayin, and they put him on the open barrel of wine. Beula recha nodef, the beula, the smell went through her body. Besula ain recha nodef, besula did not go through. So you see, it's a valid test. Af zohu shiva, so they took this woman, and they put her on the barrel. Below hay recha nodef, and the smell did not go through her. So Amar lo, so Gamliel says to the chassan, lech zecheb mikechecha, the reason why you didn't find besulim, you can go back to your wife, the reason why you didn't find besulim is because he didn't complete the job. Go home, complete the job.
She's thoroughly degraded.
Right. So, no, but they say that they do it privately, but still it's pretty degrading.
Yeah.
Right. All right. The Gemara says, "V'nivdok me'ikar b'gavah." So if you know about this test, right? If you know about this test, just test her by yourself. Why did you have to go through this whole idea with the shiftless first? So Gemara says, because Rabbi Gamliel, he wanted to see if it was true or not. He heard about it. He's never done it. So Rabbi Gamliel, habi shmielei, right? But ma'isilo habi chasi. But he never saw this ma'isil done by itself. So v'savar dilma lo kimli b'gavah demilsa l'shapir. Maybe I'm not bucky. Maybe I don't know how to do it. I've never done this before, so I got to test it out first. Right, so v'lav orach aro l'zuzuli b'bnos Yisrael. It's not derech eretz b'mezalzel there, but the b'bnos Yisrael. I think unnecessarily. So therefore, I'll be mezalzel by the shifchas. Oh, it works! Now I can be mezalzel the b'bnos Yisrael.
So you check her breath. Is that it?
I mean, seems to be that the wine would the smell would go through her body because there's nothing else in her body to block
it. Of course, that goes nowhere. That goes to the uterus and it ends. The uterus is not connected necessarily to the mouth.
Why are you asking questions?
What did I say before I did this? I said, Yossi, yeah, so, keep your mouth closed. I did say that.
Yeah, so they said one of those shvachos was a psula.
One was a virgin, one wasn't?
How did they know the one who they said so it was really psula?
No,
she was a little girl. She's been hanging out. They knew. That they knew.
Okay.
They knew.
Okay. You can't tell from
no, she knows. She's a 6-year-old girl.
Right. She's a 6-year-old girl, but he has a good question though, because we always said the problem was with the problem was that they're zonos. They're zonos. I don't know. Good question.
She's 2 years old.
All right. Okay. So maybe it's going through her because she's so small. I mean, Whatever. Okay. How would also comment Rabbi Gamliel Zakein? Now we have a case going to the Alta Zaini. This is Rabbi Gamliel Zakein. This is Rabbi Gamliel from Yavne's grandfather. This is Rabbi Gamliel Zakein. What?
100 years earlier.
Who said Amr Lo? And he says to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi, ba'alti v'lo matzasi dam. Rabbi, I did beyond. There was no blood. Amr Lo. So the woman says to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi, ain't a chanami. He's right. But mi mishpachas dorkiti ani. Like we saw in Rashi yesterday, I'm from this family. She'ein lahem lo dam nida v'lo dam basulim. They don't have dam nida and they don't have dam basulim. They don't bleed. I don't know which family that is.
Nice that she told them before.
You would think. You would think. By the way, you should know. Right, you should know. Yeah. So Badak Rabbi Gamliel Gavrosela. So Rabbi Gamliel checked into her yichus. Umatzak the ran. Turn it. Yeah, she's from mishpachas arduki. So he says lech zeched mikachecha. Go and be zocha in your acquisition. Ashrecha, great for you. She's a chisal mishpachas dorteki that you got from the mishpachas dorteki. It's a great thing for you, right?
You know the yichus before this. What's right. So great?
Tomorrow we'll talk about it. So my dorteki. What does dorteki mean? It's dor katua. It's a cut off generation. Why? Because the Gemara assumes that if you don't have dam nido or dam besulim, you're not going to have many children. Because the Gemara assumes that dam nido is good for children. Listen, this is Talmudic physiology. It's in biology. You have to deal with that. Different people deal with it differently. All right. So Amar Bichanina Tanchum Shel Hevel Nichamu Rabbi Gamliel Osoish. What he says, Ashrecha. It's Tanchum Shel Hevel. It's worthless. The Tanya Bichia Kashem Shesaor Yafel Isa. Just like the yeast is good for the dough for the right. Kach Damim So to Damnida Yafel Meisha. That's very good for a woman. That's good to have her get pregnant. Utana Mishur Rabbi Meir Kol Isha Shedemem Merubim Banem Merubim. More blood, more babies. So she doesn't have. I don't know if she doesn't have them. That, I mean, to me, if you don't have, doesn't that mean that you're not menstruating? If you're not menstruating, then you're not having. You don't have the egg. You have children at all.
Right.
Okay.
Not
ovulating. So that's the biology I do remember. So okay, maybe she's ovulating without blood. Is that even possible? Is that a physical possibility? I don't think.
You have to
shed the lining. So itma Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba Amar. Zicheiv mekecha amar lei. Rabbi Yosi bar Avin amar nischayiv mekecha amar lei. He says no, you're chayiv. You're chov that you have this. It wasn't a good thing to marry her. So Bishman the amar nischayiv hand Rabbi Chanina. The one who says nischayiv, he holds like Rabbi Chanina, who said that, right? Who said that was Tanchum Shel Hevel. But Elaman the amar zichei my zichusa. What's the zichus that he has? What's the big zichus? So the answer is Dilo Asli de Suffolk Nida. He'll never have an issue of Suffolk Nida, which Gemara Nida says is more chomer than Stam Nida. Suffolk Nida, you don't know which way you're going because she's never going to be a Nida. Okay, you won't have the Suffolk Nida. Next case, Haud Asli Kami de Rebbe. Now
what
someone
comes. Then let me be a problem.
Haud Asli Kami de Rebbe. Amar Lei says to Rebbe, Ba'alti v'lo matzasi dam. Also, I swear no blood. Amar Lo, the woman said back, Rebbe Adai Mesula Hayisi. I was a basula. But it happened to have been the reason why he didn't see blood was because it's a famine going on now. And when the famine goes on, the Gemara assumes all the ivarim dry up and shrivel up, and therefore, so Ra Rebbe Shepneim Shechorim. So Rebbe saw that they were very darkened and blackened because they were hungry. Vitziva lehem and he vichnisum the merchas. He brought them to his bathhouse. Vichilum and he fed them. Vichishkum and he gave them what to drink until their the skin color came back. And then the simkar came back, v'hechnusim l'cheder, and then he put them into the privacy of a room, u'balam atzadam, and then he had bia, and he found blood. Amra loz, Rebbe said to the chassan, she's mutter to you, leich sechev mikachecha, kari Rebbe aleim, Rebbe called upon them, a pasuk from Eicha, tzafar oram al atzmam, yavesh yakeitz. Tzafar, I think, means it's stuck, like davak. Their skin stuck to them, they became dry like a tree. Because when there's famine, there's hunger, I guess the body, shuts down. So he fattened them up, and therefore she was able to see blood. Okay,
and, that's me. But I'm perfectly fine because hearing the woman, hearing him, and it's a legitimate claim. Objectively, there was no blood, as opposed to Pesach or Sukkot. Like I don't know what's going on Pesach or Sukkot. Here, objectively, Rebbe, I went to my
there was no blood.
I was told it was to be blood. Here I am. I'm coming to you as a Shul Hashayim. There was no blood. What should I do? I'm hearing from the woman who says, yes, this is why, blah, 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 blah. So,
right.
Hearing
that's
both
why
the, people, so I think it's...
But we did say the other day, the claim of Dam is a stronger claim than Pesach, the Pesach
right,
Pesuah.
Pesach is more subjective. Or,
right. Okay. Next Mishnah. Besula, the Besula, who never had Biyah before, her Ksuva Masayim. Her Ksuva is 200 Zuz, right? Again, that's Machlokas, whether that's the Dindaraisa the Rabbanan, but Almana, everyone clearly said that's the Dindarabbanan. Her Ksuva is Mana, she gets a Mana. Besula Almana, what?
100
Zuz. So a Besula Almana, so you have a Besula who's an Almana, meaning that she had Erisin, never had Biyah, and then the husband died, so she never had Biyah. Or Besula, who's an Almana, or Besula, who's a Grusha, that she was nisgarished after Erisin, the Chalutzim in Erisin, and also someone who's having Chalitza, I mean, her husband died before the Nisuim, and that she had Chalitza from her brothers, right? All these, Ksuzvas and Masayim. So it doesn't go by her status, it goes by whether or not she had B or not. If she's a virgin, it's 200. If she's not, it's 100, right? So Ksuzvas and Masayim. Ve Yeshlehen Tainus Besulim, and he still has the possibility of making the claim of Tainus Besulim that there was no Dam Besulim, because once we treat her as a Besul to get 200, he still obviously has the claim, you know, post facto, if something had happened. So my Almana, the Gemara says, where does the word Almana come from? Sa'ama Rav Chana Bagdasa, Rav Chana Bagdasa, Rashi in two different places says two different things. One says Bagdasa means he's the Baal Agada. Another place Rashi says that he's from Baghdad. So he says Almana, it's because Al-Shem Mana. See, Al-Mana, the word Mana in there, she gets a Mana, which is interesting because the Gemara says it's the Rabbanan. He's called whatever. Okay, so Amana min Hayrusin, Michael Meimar. So wait, Amana min Hayrusin. She gets 200. So why is she called an Amana if she gets 100? So he says, I the high curly Amana, high nami curly Amana. The real Amana is the one whose husband died, and she gets Amana. This is also called an Amana, but that's not the real Amana. She's also called an Amana. In Achanami, she still gets 200. So Gemara then asks our question. So Amana ksiva b'raisa Michael Meimar, but the word Amana is written in the Torah. And we all know that the ksuva of the Amana is read the Rabbanan. So how does it have the Amana in the Torah? So it doesn't mean Almana, it means something else. So Gemara says, no, the Asidin Rabbanan, the Mesakin Leimana. That the Torah wrote it because they knew in the future that the Chachamim were going to make the Takana of Mana for this woman. So the Gemara says, when we cast a Kurla Asid, did we find anywhere else that the Torah writes a Pasuk on something that hasn't happened yet, but it's going to be for in the future? Right, Rashi says, "Umikis of Kral likros al shem davar asid." So Rashi says, "In yeah, we do. We'll go back to Bereishis. The Ksiv, because it says by Bereishis Olam, it says v'shem hanar hashlishli chidekel. The third river that came out of Gan Eden was chidekel. Hu haholech kidmas Ashur. It goes on the east side of Ashur. The Tanner of Yosef Ashur zoslika. Ashur is the city of Slika. So Gemara says, "V'chimi havei." But Ashur and Slika didn't exist at that time. We're just talking about Gan Eden. So Ella Dasida, because it's what's going to be in the future, what's going to be Ashur. That's where the river went. The river is on the east bank of where Ashur will be in the future. So Hachanami Dasida. So to here, it's going to be in the Asida. Okay.
We have other examples. Sorry, I think we've had, right?
Could be. Maybe quotes other examples. Okay, so now we're going to do a few more statements from Rav Chana Bagdasa. But Amar Rav Chana Bagdasa, Matar rain has a bunch of good properties. It's mashke, it gives the ground to drink. Umarve, it widens it. Umazabel, it fertilizes it. Umaadain, it beautifies it, it glorifies it to bring out the peros. Umamshich, and it draws out from the ground as well. So Amar Rav Barav Yishmol, Vitam Rav Yim Rosh Lema, Maikra. What's the pasuk that we know this is from the rain? Again, it's interesting. This is a natural phenomenon, but you need a raya from a pasuk. So it says, "Umaykra." The pasuk says in Tehillim, I don't know how to type this. Til ameha ravei nachas idudeh ravim timog gedna simcha tivarech. So Rashi goes through it. He says, "Talmeha," which I mean means the rain, right? Shel Eretz Yisrael ruach nachas idudeh kasher ravim timog gedna rava havei mashke umarve timog gedna havei mezavel. Titus it from there. That's what the rain does all these three things. It looks like it. So Amar Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar then says, Mizbeach also has a bunch of wonderful attributes. Number one, it's Meziach, means it removes the sins. Umezin, it feeds the world because of the zchus of the karbanos. Umichabib, and it causes, you know, love between Bnei Yisrael and Hashem. Umichaper, and it also forgives the sins. The Gemara says, Hayin Mechaper, Hayin Meziach. Hayin Meziach, we said remove the sins, then says Mechaper. Isn't that the same thing? So he says, no, Meziach is Gzeros, Mechaper Avonos. Meziach just removes the Gzeros, but Mechaper actually purifies. So it does both. Not only does it remove the punishment, it also provides you with purification. Now we go back to Amar Rav Chana Bar Dosah. Tamri, dates, also have a bunch of good attributes. Number one is mishachanan, which means I think it warms the body. Misab'an, which it satiates the body. Mishalshan, it causes, you know, internal betterment by the shilshol. Me'ashran, and it makes the body stronger. V'lo mifankan, even though it's so sweet, right? Rashi says, lo mifankan, einon marbos istina alalev. It doesn't. It's, even though it's so sweet, it doesn't cause you to become an istina. Say, I can only eat something like this. It doesn't. You know, the only thing. It's not addictive, I guess. Amar Rav, achal tamarim. If you eat dates, al yora, you can't paskin halacha right afterwards. Rashi says the shum hara lefisha torodos daito kashikar, because it's a tear on your mind. You're like a shikar. The dates cause some sort of timtum in your head. So meisvei. So now the Gemara asks Akasha. We learn in a brisa, tamarim that you eat shachris va'arvis, the tamarim that you eat after your morning meal and your evening meal, that is yafos. That's good for your body. B'mincha, but if you eat it, but before your meal, but if you eat it by mincha, that's roast. That's no good. But zaharayim, but after the meal, afternoon meal, that ain't kamosam. There's nothing that's good. So the mevatlo shlosha dvarim. And it's mevatel from you three bad things. It takes away machshava ra, it takes away chol me'ayim, it takes away some intestinal disease, v'tachtonios, and takes away some disease from the lower part of the body. So you see from here. So how can Rav say that it's bad for you? Then you can't paskin. So umi amrinan de lo malo. Rav didn't say that they're not good for you. It just says that it causes this thing in your mind. It causes you to have a little bilbo in your mind. See, alui ma'alye, lufishaita tarda, which is right after you eat them, you have a little tear in the das. It's a little, it makes you a little shikker, I guess. Umid the havi achamri, just like wine. The amramar, hashosa, revius yayin, drink this revius yayin, a small amount, al yore. Even if it's very good wine and good for the body, still you can't paskin. You don't paskin. Or the Ibai's Ema, lo kasha. Or you can say, there's no kasha, because it's a difference as to when you had the dates. Haimi kami nahama. If you eat the dates before you had the bread, the suda, on an empty stomach, then you can't paskin. Halavasa nahama, but the bride's talking about after you had the bread. The Amar Abaye, similar to what Abaye said, Amrlik's aim, my mother, meaning the woman who raised him, she used to say, tamri mikami nahama. If you have dates before the bread, Kinarga lidikula. It's like an axe. Like a narga is like an axe, right? It's like chopping down the tree. Like chopping down the cherry tree, right? But basar nahama, after the meal, ki avra ledasha. It's like a lock on the door. It's like the briach, the lock on the door. Tosos asks, im tomer perakam gimel de krisus. There's no chiyuv of doing avoda as a shikar unless you've drunk from wine. But if you do avoda on the tamarim, you're not. It's not a problem. So he says, okay, you're not chayav, but you shouldn't be doing it anyway. There's no chiyuv of shisu yayin. The chiyuv is only shisu yayin, but there's still a problem doing it. You shouldn't do it.
Only if it's empty stomach.
That's only according to the second answer. Okay, so now the Gemara says, we said dasha, right? Avla dasha. We said dasha is like a door. So what is that? Dasha amarava is derech sham. Dasha comes from the words of derech sham. That's how you get into the house. That's why it's a door. Darga, right? We said darga is a roof. No. Darga is a ladder. So darga. So where does it get that? What's the etymology of that word? So amarava derech gag. We use it to go to the roof. Okay, so it's a ladder. Darga is a ladder, derech gag, okay? A bed is called a puria. Why is it a puria? Amar of Papa, because she's part of a rav and a lame, because that's where the act of puruvu takes place, called a puria. And Amar of Nachman, right, Rav Nachman said, af anu nomar, we should also say ailness. Why is an ailness called an ailness, which is from an aisle, which is the male ram? What's the ailness? it's duchris lo yada, because she's like a male. The dal and the zayin switches in Aramaic. Duchronis is like a zachar. She's like a male to lo yada, that she doesn't have. She doesn't give birth. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow Yudalef, we begin the sugya of ger katan. Have a good day.